Are you doing research along those lines to find out what particular science can do?
Well, at this point, I mean, I'm just trying to get through this tour.
How far have you got now with your multi-orchestral works?
I'm almost finished with a piece for five orchestras, which was in the catalogs for orchestras.
Yes.
A friend of mine duly noted. And I decided when I was writing it, I have a piece for four orchestras, why should I write another one? So I decided to move it on up.
So five.
If you got four, you might as well have five. What's the difference?
But you're falling behind schedule quite a lot on that sort of projected series.
Graham, I can tell you quite honestly, falling behind schedule doesn't even begin to touch how far behind I am. The last 15 years of my life, we've been dealing with such intense, not just poverty, but the struggle has been so intense. I mean, I'm happy to still know how to play a C major scale at this point. Yes, I am way behind schedule, but I'm happy to still be on the planet to have a schedule. There were times I considered, you were gone.
I mean, it might be considered a little impractical to talk about plans for pieces between different star systems.
No, I don't think it's impractical. I think it's impractical maybe to give an actual year. That's what I've learned.
You still think it could happen? And
it's not a question of it could happen.
You're going to write the piece?
Of course I'm going to write the piece. There are much bigger ideas than that.
Yeah,
are you kidding?
Such as? Come on, let's have one.
I've said enough. I mean, the challenge of creativity, as far as I'm concerned, is to move towards the greatest thought that you can think of.
One thing when we talked about structure last time, you said that you were interested in structure because you found out that certain structures would make certain things happen.
That's right.
And I want to know, what are the things, what kind of things are you talking about when you say that certain structures make things happen?
Well, I'm saying that the reality of a given set of variables in the space sets into motion many different variables, vibrational variables. The problem with the West, or the problem with the nature of present-day Western expansionism, has been, in many cases, we've tapped into various areas of fundamentals, but we have forgotten the primary information that made a given area what it is. I mean, we're working with a lot of areas of information that we don't really understand its spiritual function. We're only dealing with this empirical function, or what happens when a given set of empirical operatives are put into the space. And I'm saying that there's no real function without its meta function and significance. And so this is part of, part of the problem. In Triaxium 1, when I talk about the Indian music, I'm saying that they've designed a music where when a given scale is played, that scale, they'll tell you what the scale is. When people die, there's a music for dying. When people are born, there's a music. Mm-hmm. There's different musics through different ceremonies. That's why I say the concept of the ritual is the highest possible function, because the ritual is an affirmation. We've lost that since the onslaught of the technocrat European. And what we have instead is the wonder of what empirical logics are set into motion based off of what empirical criteria. I'm saying that's interesting, and that I am as grateful as everyone for the wonderful discoveries that we have, whether it's frozen TV dinners or going to see the chicken fight. I'm constantly amazed at the wonder of Western culture, and I have nothing but respect for those wonderful individuals like Mayor Daley, who helped to make this possible. But In the process, I believe that there are other variables which have been sacrificed to in this time period, based off of value systems. And some of those fundamentals have certainly made life in Black America complex, made life for the creative woman or uncreative woman complex, made life for the mystic European complex, not to mention the Third World.
Something else that we talked about a bit in the past was the relationship between structure and emotion.
I still have, I'm still involved with extended improvisation. And every member of the quartet, of course, has a possibility to take solos. I try to get out of their way and make sure everybody has a chance to express themselves. That's part of what the family is. And inside of that, of course, each person brings their own emotions to the moment. And the optimum state of postulation is, in fact, to fulfill those 3 degrees we talked about. I didn't talk about emotion so much as a young man because of what I was dealing with as a young man. As a young African-American, everywhere I looked, you know, I was seeing a profound disrespect in terms of how the music was written on. I reacted against that. I didn't want have my music perceived as having no thought. And then there was another problem, too. Many of the musicians were approaching the music. I mean, you know, only in jazz is thinking a dirty word. And it's incredible, the value systems and the political forces which surround the music and which manipulates the music every day. Only in jazz where you can't do the best that you want to do, you know, because it's so narrowly defined. In this time period, my work is perceived as being very cold and Braxton doesn't swing. And that's only because those same forces have dictated and are defining what feeling is. And don't think I'm the only one who suffers from this mindset. The reality implications of the white improviser is not separate from the notion that white people, they can think great, but they can't feel. And Black people have all this great feeling, but they have no real thoughts or what they're thinking is not important in the composite context of everything. You know, the real experts on Black people are white people. The expert on elbows of white people. The expert on ankles of white people. The expert on Charlie Parker's white people. Well, you know what? That's fine. But it doesn't really express all what's happening. And let me also add this. If African Americans and trans-African intellectuals are content to let the Europeans do all the defining, then it serves them right for us to be in the mess that we're in now.
Are you now prepared to talk more about the relationship between emotion and structure?
Well, I mean, I don't know what there is to say. I mean, when I talk about emotion, I mean, there's no one kind of emotion. If a given piece of music is written with such a particular dynamics in terms of interpretation, well, that I want that executed like it's written. But when we get into the actual improvisation, there are other laws at work. What I've tried to do is to design a music whose science will establish certain vibrations and the improvisation will take care of itself. I don't worry so much about emotion. It doesn't mean that I don't have a respect for emotion. I'm interested in establishing contexts where we can fulfill ourselves and approach creativity on whatever level of emotion one can bring to it.
But I mean, you've talked about music for different parts of the body and music to heal and music to kill. I mean, presumably there would also be some relationship between music and anger, music and sadness.
Well, yes, and my hope is, as I learn more about my work and as I'm able to work harder and evolve in music, that I might be able to create a music that will establish precise emotional zones, even further than that. Let's say precise vibrational zones with a dash, and we'll come back to that in book 10.
I was going to ask about the blues, because it seems that, I mean, I know the blues is a very versatile form and can be used in lots of different ways, but also it seems to be a remarkably suitable sort of structure. In your investigations of structure, have you found that there are particular structures which fit very well with particular emotional states?
Yes, but I can't go into it any further. I can't, because we're talking about a current area of research.
Would you say that that relationship was an inherent relationship, or is it to do with the culture that it comes from?
I think that information dynamics has a lot to do with the time period of the planet, the part of the planet that a given group of people migrated to, also having to do with what cosmic decisions are made for whatever. And as such, yes, I think that that there is a meta-reality dynamic for every primary information strain that is manifested in different ways, but establishes the same forces in motion in every time period.
Can you say what you think music actually is and what it's for, or is it just sort of there and can be used by people for good or for evil? Or
I think what we call music is a limitation, but I think the world of vibrations is what this experience is part of. I think that there are many things happening, and I wouldn't have it any other way. And I also think I don't have the slightest idea what is happening at all. And it's okay with me.
You haven't actually answered the question.
Well, because your question is so complex.
I mean, well, I answered this rather big question.
I think what we call music is a part of the forces which are available on the planet. And, I mean, everything is a vibration, isn't it? We can just talk about different degrees of density. I think that music is what can happen through sound, through vibration. Music has a lot to do with intention and has a lot to do with the upper partials. As much to do with that as anything. That's not to say that you can't have a great dance. There are times when only a great dance will do, and I can respect that. There are many other areas related to the subject of music. Music does not exist separate from its meta-reality and vibrational function and implications, as far as I'm concerned. Not only a scientific degree,
but
it's vibrational and mystical degree.
Do you make a distinction between spiritual and mystical and vibrational, or are they all sort of words that mean approximately the same kind of
thing? Well, I make distinctions. By spiritual, I'm talking with respect to God. But then for the person who would say, wait a minute, I don't believe in God, then it's okay, we're vibrational. We'll serve the same purpose without any semantical connotation. Mm. And what was the other word?
Mystical.
Well, mystical would have to do with the same area, but by mystical I'd be talking more in terms of forces, spiritual forces at work, when you're asleep, and when you're awake.